WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Mary Cantwell is a member of the editorial board of the New York Times, a former managing editor at Mademoiselle, and the author of a well-received memoir, American Girl, which recounts her childhood in Bristol, Rhode Island. But in the early 1950s, Cantwell was just another bright young thing who dreamed of becoming a writer. In her second memoir, Manhattan When I Was Young, Cantwell recalls those years spent in what she clearly believes is the most exhilarating city on earth. Book critic and native New Yorker Maureen Corrigan has a review.
In the prologue to Manhattan When I Was Young, Mary Cantwell tells us, "I have a remarkable memory for objects." Unlike many such boasts made by other autobiographers, this one happens to be true. Cantwell's memory is a yawning La Brea tar pits where the ephemera of bohemian chic New York life during the 50s and 60s lies suspended in its original state. She summons up wallpaper waist dresses, a cooking device called a rotissomat, and the young homemaker's shop in vanished department stores like B. Altman's. With few exceptions, the people who hustle through the Gray Bar building and the plaza alongside the young Cantwell are dwarfed by their surroundings, which is how you know this is a great New York memoir. It gets the proportions right. With her college roommate, Allie, Cantwell arrived in a 1950s Paradise Lost version of New York, where jobs and apartments were easy to find. She quickly landed a secretarial job at Mademoiselle, missing infamous guest editor Sylvia Plath by only a month or so. But as Cantwell recalls, there were still plenty of neurotics in residence. In fact, Mademoiselle in Vogue, where Cantwell later became a feature writer, sound a lot like the asylum in Marat Sade. After a day of mishigas at Mademoiselle, Cantwell would retreat to the basement apartment she shared with Allie on Waverly Place. "We lived in Greenwich Village," she admits, "because we had heard of it." Out of such accidents, a life is constructed. Cantwell has lived in the village ever since. Her one move out of the neighborhood was occasioned by her marriage to a literary agent she identifies only as B. Cantwell, a shy Irish Catholic girl, was attracted to B's Jewish intellectual intensity. She hilariously recounts the suspiciously pink gatherings B took her to in Lower East Side apartments where Woody Guthrie held court. This was the summer of the Rosenbergs, and Cantwell was afraid she'd be jailed just for being in the company of left-leaning Jews. Given the fact that she and B eventually divorced, this autobiography would seem to be Cantwell's opportunity to get even for all those hours spent at commie hootenannies and trying to read The Tropic of Cancer at B's urging. "I tried, I really tried," Cantwell tells us, "but he might as well have asked me to dash a communion wafer to the floor." Her account of their relationship, however, is infused with empathy and longing. So much so, you find yourself rooting for the couple to give it one more try, 3 decades after the split. Despite all she's achieved, it's clear Cantwell believes one of the most special things that ever happened to her is that she became a New Yorker. Manhattan, and particularly the village, have had many magical chroniclers, but there's always need for another, like Cantwell, who can conjure up Washington Square on a quiet summer afternoon, or Jane Street on a gusty day with the smell of the Hudson and the nearby garbage pier mingling on the wind. Recalling her first landlord on Jane Street, a sentimental old Irishman named Matty, Cantwell says, "The village was to him what my hometown, Bristol, Rhode Island, was to me, a place where the streets were as thronged with the dead as with the living." After 40 years in Manhattan, Mary Cantwell, no longer young, has earned, like Matty, her own elegiac reckoning with the living and the dead. Thus a Joycean shadow falls faintly and faintly falls upon these pages. For an Irish Catholic girl who dreamt of being a writer, that is not at all a bad shade in which to bask.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Manhattan When I Was Young by Mary Cantwell.